It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
12 minutes now after 2, it's time for us now to get into our conversation about the great controversy. Is it the controversy? No, the great controversy. So we're still talking about the death and resurrection of Jesus, but now the death and resurrection of Jesus are seen as pivotal moments in the cosmic conflict between good and evil, highlighting God's victory over sin and Satan. Joining us now is evangelist Brighton Hachilema, who's helping us understand exactly what that is all about. Evangelist Brighton Hachilema, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much. So let's get into it. First, how do the death and resurrection of Jesus symbolize God's victory over sin and Satan within the Christian theology?
Okay, thank you so much. So we discover that the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ actually hold the profound significance within the Christian theology about the symbolism in the cosmic conflict that is there between good and evil. So the first one that I would like to highlight is the fact that under the great controversy theme, the fight that is there between right and wrong, good and evil, is all centered on sin that infiltrated into the world that was created a sin-free. So now, the beginning of this fight is the coming in of Jesus Christ to try and rescue man from its penalty. So we find that the first one, his death, is actually a symbol, or actually represents the ultimate a sacrifice for humanity's sin on the cross. So he willingly bore the weight of our transgressions, offering redemption and forgiveness to that sin which was committed, which demanded the life of a sinner, where he himself became sin for us, so that us as sinners, we could become the righteousness of God. So in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God demonstrates his love to us in that while we were yet still sinners, then Christ comes to die for us. So it's a symbol of victory over death, over sin. Then the second one is also a symbol of victory over Satan. So if we read in Revelation chapter 1, on verse number 18, there Jesus Christ says, "I am the living one and was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and hades." So we find that when Jesus Christ died, his death on the cross, he stood as actually paged our sins, paved way to that new life, and his resurrection shattered the powers of death and Satan, which demonstrates God's love and authority throughout eternity.
So in what ways do Christian teachings about the cosmic conflict, or what we call the great controversy between good and evil, shape interpretations of Jesus' death and resurrection?
Okay, so the ways in which Christian teachings about the conflict between good and evil shape the interpretation is that, one, we find first the beginning of the same controversy as dated in heaven, according to Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 9 there. So the war broke out in heaven. So between Michael and his angels and the dragon and his angels. So when that war broke out in heaven, the dragon was cast out, or was defeated, that old serpent. There was no place that was found for him in heaven. So we find that the way this is being interpreted is in a way that we help one understand the beginning of the controversy, and also the strength that Christ hold in his position from the time that he fought and won the battle in heaven. Then secondly, we also look at his mission as a cosmic warrior. So his death and the resurrection are seen as pivotal moments in the cosmic conflict. So his mission was not only to save man, but also to defeat Satan. So if we have to read in 1 John chapter 3, reading on verse number 8, there the Bible says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of evil." So his coming from heaven, coming down to earth, was to actually show that he has the power to destroy all the works of the evil one. Then the other point is that we find also atonement and victory in the interpretation of the power that God has in this cosmic conflict. So Jesus' death on the cross is both an act of atonement for sin and a declaration of victory forever and ever, which in turn acts as a power to reconcile mankind back to God and to give them also power to overcome evil.
Are there any specific biblical passages, evangelists, or theological doctrines that emphasize the cosmic significance of Jesus' death and resurrection in the struggle against evil?
Okay, so are there any biblical verses? Maybe let me just repeat the question again.
Are there any specific biblical passages or theological doctrines that emphasize the cosmic significance of Jesus' death and resurrection in the struggle against evil?
Okay, so the verses and passages actually are there. And we find that the first one maybe that I would just like to highlight is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 14. There the Apostle Paul declares, "If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and our faith is in vain." What does this mean? Then this underscores the centrality of Jesus' resurrection in connection to the Christian faith. So where we conclude to say, without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, then Christianity would lose its foundation and the hope that they put in Jesus Christ. Secondly, we find that in Romans chapter 4 on verse number 25 there, Jesus delivered us, actually delivered up for our trespasses and raised us and was raised for our own justification. So he resurrected, and his resurrection serves as a divine receipt, confirming that the sacrificial death fully was paid and the price for our sins was fully met. So we find also that on the day of Pentecost, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 24, Peter boldly proclaimed that God raised Jesus from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, where his resurrection shattered death's grip. And on Jesus, we should hinge our faith and our hope that if we are to trust in him and accept him as our Savior, then the way he defeated death, not only for himself, but also for us as the second Adam, in return, we also shall do the same.
Okay, so how does the concept of atonement intersect with the cosmic conflict narrative in Christian theology?
Okay, so the concept of atonement in the cosmic conflict, we discover that actually in the conflict narrative itself, we have so many ways where maybe we can draw the significance of how the intersection comes about, where the first one is the cosmic conflict narrative. So about this one, we find that the ongoing spiritual battle between good and evil, so light and darkness, which transcends actually earthly existence. It encompasses the rebellion of Satan way back from heaven and where he was thrown down to this earth, how he was expelled from heaven, and then continues with the same efforts to defeat God's purpose and God's people. So then this narrative, in a nutshell, recognizes the struggle that extends just beyond our world and involves cosmic forces, angelic beings, and the ultimate triumph of God as shown in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The other one is the atonement and the cosmic conflict, where within the cosmic conflict framework, the concept of atonement, it takes on that profound significance. The problem of evil and suffering actually is central to the cosmic conflict, where if we talk about atonement, the act addresses the question of how a loving and just God can coexist within a world that is marked by sin and still be able to save mankind from that same sin that man is sunken. So in our separation as humans from God because of sin, the narrative continues, even gives an acknowledgement that humanity's rebellion, or sin rather, contributes to that brokenness of the world. So the atonement of Jesus Christ provides a solution for reconciling sinful human beings to God. And lastly, we discover the role of Jesus Christ here. So where we emphasize that Jesus Christ, as the divine Son of God, played that very pivotal role in the cosmic conflict, and his incarnation, life and death, and the resurrection are central to that atonement and to provide a full life again for mankind that was meant to be lost.
All right. All right. Buddhist, let's leave it right there. Please close for us with a word of prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today and for the opportunity to share again from your word. How we pray, dear Lord, that you may continue teaching us through the power of your word. May you continue enlightening us, and may you save us through Jesus Christ. Continue blessing us. This we ask and pray in the blessed and precious name of Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow. Evangelist Brighton Hachilima, have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure, and God bless you.